So we're going to start the application session, and James Cheng is going to talk about signature.
Okay, great. Hi, good afternoon. Before I start, I want to thank Clint, Bridget, and Ron for this opportunity to present a research project in Nicole's group here about automated particle screening. The goal of automated particle screening in an ideal world is to present a computer a set of magnographs, and after a cup of coffee, the computer will come back, or a Turing robot will come back and present us with a stack of particles, zero false positive, zero false negative. In reality, up to this moment, I think it's safe to say now the automated algorithm can deliver that promise. So in the group, we're thinking maybe we can put some effort into software engineering so that we can make it easier for user to participate in this process, to expedite the particle screening. Computer is very good at number crunching, but at the end, we human being would sit in to make final decision. The signature is a software program. It provides a friendly user interface, batch processing capability, compatible with other data format is compatible with Spider and Magic and some other programs. And this is designed for multiple platform application. Right now, in our release, the program runs on Linux, Mac OS X, and Microsoft Windows. And this is a program website. And if you're interested, you can go there. There is a user manual online and also some testing cases. You can install the program and just use pull the data, download the data, and just run it as the first test before applying it to your specific project. Here are a few screenshots for this program. It has this is the OpenGL window, and this is a control panel with a set of different panels for control. You can see it reads a TIFF or MRC or Spider data, magnograph data. There is a function to do masking. The idea is in CryoEM, we have this corner foil or C-flat. We have a hole there, and a particle can only be sitting inside the hole. So this program provides both automatic masking and manual masking. So the yellow frame is the mask. The system is not going to look into the mask for particle. And here is a magnifier. And this cross is to center the particle. And the two small bars, if you can see it, represent the diameter of the particle, which you can define. And there are a few other monitors just to look at the particle at different scale and different filter level, contrast and intensity control. The second, another example of a data display. This is digital gel filtration. The idea is to get a stack of particle, and after proper normalization, we have discussed about normalization, and after that is processed properly, hopefully we can have we can build up a histogram, and we can calculate the total density mass of the of each particle and plot them into a histogram and click off a band. If you have heterogeneous particles, it is possible you have several peaks. And by doing this, basically, we are digitally, we're applying a digital filtration to clean up the stack. And here is an example of stack. And user have the freedom to go through forward, backward, and select a few particles and delete them. And the deletion will be synchronized with the magnograph display. There are also a few image processing functions, filtering and resampling. So these are basic functions provided by signature. Talking about particle selection, I've just mentioned about manual screening, manual selection. Signature provides two modes, automatic and manual. And under the manual mode, user can step in and to make decision to accept or reject, or even just a brute force menu picking. Algorithmic screening, it has a hierarchical screening algorithm. The program can be run in a distributed fashion on several on a computer cluster on several nodes. And the advantage of algorithm screening is it is objective, reproducible. Objective in the sense that you write, you get the same false positive and false negative rate every time. But it's not guaranteed that it is correct. Talking about the algorithm, this is the recap of the local correlation function put forward by Dr. Alan Roseman in his publication a few years ago. The basic idea is instead of calculate template matching by calculating the correlation of the template and the map graph everywhere, we only focus on its finite support beneath or around the particle. Therefore, the correlation will be more meaningful and more reliable. So this is the original presentation in Dr. Roseman's paper. And we made some minor improvement over that algorithm. The basic idea is to enforce the shape similarity as well, in addition to the intensity similarity. I can give you an example here. This is a synthetic data, but I just want to show the idea. We have a map graph here, and say we want to search for this particle. So this is the particle template, and this is the autocorrelation function. Autocorrelation function, it is basically the Fourier transform of this particle, and takes amplitude square and make an inverse Fourier transform. So this is the autocorrelation function. So the first step is to correlate this to this map graph, and this can be done by using fast Fourier transform. And because this is a synthetic image with very little noise added, so we can already see the peak. But in a normal application, the map graph will be quite noisy, and this peak may not be that distinct. So the idea is to apply the autocorrelation function on top of this, using this as template and this as the original image and another correlation. So we call this the spectrum correlation function, and multiply these two, and which gives the final scoring function. And from there, we pick the peak. And our testing shows that the result is more robust. All right. Because this is a template matching algorithm, so where does the template come from? There are several possibilities. If you start a project from scratch, if your map graph has decent signal noise ratio, or you can just intentionally apply a high defocus so that you can get first a few map graphs with very high contrast, then signature provides a mechanism to manually crop out certain particles, and you just use those with a reasonable signal noise ratio, and those are template and for screening. After that, most probably you will get a reasonably large stack. Then you can apply a classification algorithm and generate class averages, which, of course, has higher signal noise ratio, and then you can use those as a template and do a rescreening. And also, at the very end of the project, if you are really looking into heterogeneity and different conformations, maybe you can get initially the first 3D model and generate projections, and then generate 2D projections and use those as a template to do screening and do further more complex analysis for heterogeneity analysis. All right. So the particle screening pipeline, first you can the user can load a map graph and do some quality inspection, for example, drifting. To detect drifting, you just calculate the local power spectrum and see if you have reasonable tone range. And image filtering, maybe apply a low-pass filter and set up a threshold to enhance the contrast because the low-frequency signal is stronger. Background removal in the sense that in the cryo-EM setup, the ice might be thinner in the center. So once you scan the map graph, sometimes you will see that the center is brighter and the peripheral is darker. And we have built a 2D mesh fitting algorithm to model this background and to even out the appearance of the mesh graph, which can enhance the productivity when the user would like to do manual selection. For hierarchical particle screening, I have introduced the first stage is a local correlation and then spectrum correlation, and also we can put in the size of the particle so that in order to get clean particle stacks, we don't want to have a situation where two particles, they would overlap on top of each other. So if we know the diameter or approximate diameter of the particle, we can set up a margin, and then two particles in the stack would follow that restriction. And post-processing after that, we can display the MagGraph, the part image stack, and make some further editing, and then send this stack to the next stage of the image processing pipeline. So there are a few image processing tools built into the software. 1D data plotting, as I have shown you, the digital filtration. A few frequently used image processing function, normalization, filtering, resampling, stack editor. And every action you apply to the stack editor, you delete something that will be synchronized with the MagGraph. Okay, so that's an overview of signature. I have planned to do a demo, but because I have a 20 minutes time slot and a trap door would open by the end of the 20 minutes, I'm thinking to skip that demo and discuss some thought on automated particle screening. Before that, there are quite a few other programs and methods available. FindEM, which is the original implementation from Dr. Alan Roseman, SelectSong, which I believe is a part of the APM in the Bagenon system. SwarmPS is from Queensland University in Australia. For some other algorithms, for example, eigen image analysis, Dr. Sigworth proposed a eigen analysis over images and used that to classify images. And computer vision techniques, for example, canyon edge detection, half transform to detect circular structures. So these can all be applied. And then, of course, the training the neural network. So for my understanding of automated particle screening, there's really no single algorithm that can achieve everything. It is more on the engineering side. We just put in different hierarchy, different levels, and make them vote. And for the situations for the particles with the highest vote, then the likelihood of getting a good particle is higher. We hope. All right, so just by looking at the algorithm development, I remember that back in 2004, Scripps, Clint, and Bridget, as the chief editors, published a special issue in single particle for particle screening. Several groups proposed quite a few very useful algorithms, and at that stage, each group would have their own program, and they would release it. These programs rarely they would talk to each other. So I'm thinking, just as a community effort, because we know particle screening, automated particle selection is the very first stage of data processing after data collection. And if we can work together to overcome that, to achieve higher accuracy, higher reliability, then that will be a very good thing. So maybe we can propose some architecture, like this is a hub, this is central platform, and it takes care of user interaction, for example, image display, particle selection, and then it provides these ports, and different algorithms developed by different groups can be just plugged in, and user would have this freedom or options to decide which one to use, really depending on a specific project. For example, we want to do a filamental structural determination. Maybe edge detection would be a more useful algorithm. And if we do a virus, then just a circular mask template matching would give very reliable result. And this central platform, for example, maybe we can expand this from Legendon, and which provides a very flexible, versatile user interface. And a very impressive feature of that, it is everything based on the web. So it is accessible everywhere. And so this is just some thought. And maybe I just want to put out this thought so that maybe we can discuss this and decide what to do and how to organize this effort. Of course, in order to achieve this architecture, we want to decide on a standard interface. All those programs would exchange data with the central hub following a standard format. This is very important. Actually, standard is very important for every engineering application. At the end, I want to thank many people and research groups during the development of Signature. Christine Spence's group at Humber University is one of the first users of this program, and they applied this program to their research and gave us many very valuable feedback information. Yifan and Tom, they also applied this, tested this for us. Clint and Bridget, very supportive during the development of this, and Matthias Wolf, a former grad student in Nico's group, he's the true cheerleader of this effort. Thank you for your attention.
Time for a question or two, Fred. But wouldn't the Sparks or EMAN2 system be the perfect place to do this plug-in module particle selection? I mean, is there any yes. chance that your project and Sparks could get together?
Absolutely, absolutely. I think it can be easily done.
So you could rewrite Signature in Python?
I could try. Yes. So for this effort, I think the key thing is the interface. The core algorithm, it can be implemented in many different ways. I mean, Fortune can do that. Basically, numerical analysis, Fortune can do that. And for myself, I prefer to use C++, and some people might want to use other programming languages, but this is okay. The key thing is to set up a standard how to exchange data, and then we can just make the numerical analysis transparent. So. To some extent, yes, because of the self correlation, the spectrum's correlation function, yes. To some extent, yes.
It's very objective or very subjective.
It should be subjective. May I use this one? Yes. I think it is because it is a numerical procedure, so it should be pretty objective. Sorry, did I say subjective? Well, I take it back. It should be objective because it is a numerical procedure. I can give you a quick example. Say we have a circular, we want to detect this feature, very simple. Okay. So if we have, say, a noise image with half of the, it's just a binary image, 0, 1, and they are half. So it can be either this or either this, right? And if you apply a blindly just a correlation calculation, you will get 0.5, no question about it, right? But if you look at the spectrum, then they are distinct. distinctly different. So so this is a numerical procedure, and it is reproducible, and it is sensitive to some extent under certain signal noise ratio condition. Yes.
From the pet line that you mentioned, you made some template to begin with.
Right.
It
could be subjective, or if you just want to start from scratch, you can select a few particles and make circular average, just like this. It's just a blob. You start with blob. So the chance is it's not that biased, right? And then you can start classification. My understanding is you can take in particles, because particle screening is only a binary decision, take it or leave it. Then to determine the heterogeneity, to decide on very subtle difference, actually we need a very powerful classification algorithm, which is really out of the scope of this discussion, I think.
Okay, I'd like to move on. Thank you very much.